Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Marathon, the Red Sox game, Patriots Day in Massachusetts means annual rituals. And for some, the one ritual not to miss is the reenactment of the battles at Lexington and Concord. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch joined the crowds at dawn today for the commemoration of the opening volleys of the American Revolution.
The crowds converged around the Lexington Green just like they would along Boylston Street a few hours later. Instead of cowbells, there were fifes and drums. And the same way people make signs to cheer on marathon runners, Stephanie Grinley of Boston made one for the members of the Massachusetts Militia.
Join or die propaganda poster from the American Revolution time period.
In other words, lobster backs, go home.
Yep, this is our turf.
Thousands of people attended this morning. Katie Wilsack from Lexington says that's a far cry from what it used to be.
No, when we first started coming here, there was nobody here. So that was in the early 70s. And so look at it now. It's crazy.
As the sun rose over the chilly field, it warmed crowds a dozen people deep. At one place, a colonial reenactor was telling onlookers about what they would be seeing. John Nichols from Burlington was dressed as Lexington's Samuel Hadley, and he talked about what the several dozen militiamen must have been thinking as their captain, John Parker, told them to stay put with hundreds of British regulars marching on them.
I'm sorry, I'm going to go home. This is foolish. This is absolutely foolish. And so I think he then turns to his men and says, no, stand your ground. We'll let them pass by. We're not going to meddle with them. And I think that it was more of a plea. Otherwise, he probably would have lost the men that were there.
Stand your ground. Do not fire or let's fire upon. Let the troops pass by and do not molest them, lest they make it first.
What followed is part skirmish, part massacre. When the smoke clears, eight colonials are dead, among them Samuel Hadley. The rest retreat to Concord, where others are assembling. Kat Sister from Somerville gets her reinforcements at a pancake breakfast in Lexington before continuing on to Concord to watch the second reenactment of the morning at Minuteman National Historical Park.
Because I'm a geek. Part of what's wonderful about living up here is having the history around us and being able to be in those places and see those events reenacted is really, really cool to me.
The reenactment was followed by Concord's Patriots Day Parade over the same North Bridge contested by colonial rebels in 1775. Today marched ranks of Girl Scout troops, school bands, and local charities. Lexington's parade was canceled due to rain, but many of the people who came to see the reenactments followed the route of the British retreat back to Boston so they could take in some of the marathon on Commonwealth Avenue, Beacon, and Boylston Streets. 240 years later, Patriots Day lives on, remembering where embattled farmers stood and fired the shot heard round the world. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.